This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Authorities in Colorado are investigating why a 24-year-old man allegedly opened fire in a local movie theater. James Holmes is in custody. Police say they've talked with him, but they won't say yet what they've learned. At a news conference last night, Governor John Hickenlooper of Colorado struggled for the words to explain the tragedy.
It's an act that defies description. You can't connect emotions that we commonly think of. I mean, everyone I've talked to all day is filled with an anger that can't find focus.
Vigils are planned this weekend to remember the 12 people who died and to support the dozens who were injured. In all, there were 70 casualties. Police say nearly all of them suffered gunshot wounds. NPR's Jeff Brady reports from Aurora, Colorado.
A late-night screening of The Dark Knight Rises was a family outing for Jamie Roars and his fiancée. Outside the theater after the shooting, Roars says he was holding their four-month-old son when the gunman began firing.
People were falling, and it was like a dream. It was just like, and then I'm kind of crawling, stumbling, trying to figure out what to do. What am I going to do? Do I run out the door? I'm tall. Is he going to shoot the baby? Because I'm holding the baby like this. What am I to do?
The family made it out okay, but others did not. Among the dead, 25-year-old Jessica Gowie, an aspiring sports writer. Her brother Jordan spoke to KUSA-TV in Denver.
I got the phone call minutes after the shooting began from a gentleman who was with my sister. And he had contacted my mother. My mother contacted me hysterical.
Jessica Gowie was feeling lucky lately. Last month, she experienced another shooting in a Toronto mall. Denver Post sports writer Adrian Dater says Gowie talked with him about the experience a few weeks back.
I think she was still a little shell-shocked from it. She wasn't traumatized by it or anything at the moment, but you could definitely tell that it was on her mind. We talked quite a bit about it. She said that it made her feel lucky and that she's never going to take anything for granted again.
Many of those who were injured during the shooting were taken to various local hospitals. Kevin Rothschild is a surgeon at the University of Colorado Anschutz Medical Campus. He received a call to report to work shortly after the shooting.
We had 23 patients come in, probably in less than an hour.
Rothschild says the emergency department looked like a war zone. But instead of soldiers, he says there were shocked, horrified young people who were just going out to the movies when something awful happened.
Things you would not expect to see, basically, from a gunshot wound. I think it was high-powered rifle injuries, severe trauma that is just really atypical. We weren't sure if there was a bomb blast initially.
He says there was a lot of confusion, but also order that came from drills designed to prepare the staff for an incident like this. After hours in surgery, Rothschild was able to catch up on the news. He learned that the man police arrested, 24-year-old James Holmes, had recently been a doctoral student on the campus where he works.
The most chilling thing about it is that this is somebody I could have seen a week ago on our campus. Just the fact that somebody could be with us one day and have such a severe break from reality is just kind of, I don't like to think about that really.
University of Colorado officials say police with dogs have searched through research buildings on campus, and they'll continue sweeps through buildings this weekend just to make sure it's safe. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Aurora, Colorado.